St. Bridget's Credit Union in Clara Moat, Forbann and Banagher are an essential service. Our staff are here to help you online or over the phone, keeping the money flowing during these unprecedented times with loans to suit every need. If you're thinking of buying a home, chat to us about our very popular home loans product. St. Bridget's Credit Union continue to support our community. Shop local, support local. Phone 05793 31196 or see stbridgetscu.ie. Finance subject to status, terms and conditions apply. St. Bridget's Credit Union Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Broadcasting live from the little town of Clara, County Offaly, it's What's the Story with Lloyd Bracken. Get in touch today through all our social channels and have your say. Oh, and thanks for listening. Now it's over to you, Lloyd. What's the story?
Hi everyone, you're very welcome back to What's the Story with myself, Lloyd Bracken. It's Thursday, so that can only mean one thing. We're back with another podcast. So I hope you're in top form and you're having a good week. This week, we're talking twins. Yes, double vision, double voices. Lots of people joining us socially distanced in studio here, and it's great to have them. And there's a lot of history with twins in Clara. We're going to find out how many living twins there are in Clara, who's the oldest living twins right now, and a mixture, and there's triplets as well. There's all sorts going on in Clara. Definitely something in the water in some parts in Clara as well, with a lot of twins emanating from the green, I believe. So we're going to hear all about that. The first set of twins to join me today on the podcast is John and Paul Scanlon. Guys, what's the story?
How are you doing?
Thanks very much for having us on.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming on. Lads, before I ask ye any questions, what is the number one question as twins ye are asked throughout your life?
Oh, that's very easy. Which one are you? That is the simplest one in the world. And we're still asked that question.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, tell the listeners, which one are you? Because we can't see you.
I'm John.
John.
And I'm Paul. And
Gaz.
If you notice that our voices nearly sound the same.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, you know, the way it goes. Even as you said there, that what question is asked about us. But like, people still call me John, you know. But I don't pass any remarks. Because after a while, you get so, my mother even does it, you know. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there's nothing you can.
Who came first then?
Well, I'm allegedly the eldest.
Right. So, John.
Some would say by two pushes and a grunt.
So you're the eldest then?
Well, like, yeah. Okay. I don't look it, but sure I am.
Right. I have a few questions then I need to get out. So are you identical or fraternal?
Identical twins. Yeah.
Identical twins.
Yeah, we're identical twins. Oh, yeah. There are, I didn't realise, and looking at like the interest in the podcast and the interest in twins in general in Clara, I had no idea the amount, number one. We were just talking about that. But the vast majority of them would be either, you know, fraternal or, you know, identical twins are rare enough, I think.
Okay, so without getting scientific for people out there, fraternal are twins that have two sacs, I suppose.
Or two eggs.
Two eggs, yeah. Two and identical eggs. Twins are from one egg split.
That's it.
That's correct. That's it.
So you're very like, so lads, we'll start with you, John, because you're the oldest, all right?
Okay.
What was it like? Give me some memories growing up in a busy Scanlon house. That must have been some crack.
Well, I have to say, it was some crack, all right, that's for sure. Twins kind of got away with an awful lot and didn't get away with an awful lot, if you know what I mean. Because sometimes you got blamed twice for double action. I remember, you know, I was breaking a window one time and the pair of us, of course, broke the window. But Paul got hammered twice.
Yeah. Oh, I just had that face for it, I suppose. Guilt look on my face.
Yeah, things like that. Like, we were always kind of, you know, they're twins. You know, there was never any, we never knew any different.
Yeah.
We were rarely dressed the same, I have to say.
Okay, so you were kind of made to be different, or are your own personalities? That
just sort? Didn't have two sets of good clothes, I suppose.
Paul, how many is in the Scanlon family then?
There's 10 boys and 3 girls.
Right. And where are you?
We pop in, we're counting down here, isn't that terrible? I'm going from the top, Mark.
Jeez, we could be here a while.
Sorry. We're the fifth youngest. That's the way I'll say it.
Fifth youngest.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. And like, I know as a father of twins myself, I'm still not over the shock. So was that a huge thing in the Scanlon house? Paul, we go to you again.
Well, Oh, yeah, it was a huge thing in the household. But when you have a large family like that, you know, the elder ones, you know, they're rare. They help out anyway. So we all kind of reared one another, right. You know, because you had to, because a big household like that.
Did your mother and father know that they were having twins at the time?
No, not at all. Mm. He was born first and I was born the bottom drawer because I'd all up for him and nothing for me. So, you know, at that time, you know, there wouldn't have been scans or anything like that back in 1964. Oh, yeah.
I think she's still in shock, in fairness, after 57 years.
John, was there any stories from your ma, like, you know, now that you're getting older, oh, I remember when you were born, or, you know, tell us about the day. Was there a huge surprise when the two of you?
Oh, it was. It was a big surprise, a big shock to her. Well, bear in mind, she already had a big family, but twins was definitely not expected. And, you know, there's a famous story where my father was working in the mill at the time. And he, I don't know, somebody went to tell him anyway. He said, you know, Frank, I have news for you. And he said, he thought my mother was after dying. And he said, no, you have to have them. He said, you have to have them twins. And my father said, oh, worse. So that was the famous story.
Your father don't have a drink. There you go, now, Frank. You have twins. Oh, that's brilliant.
That was a good story, all right.
Sorry, John, go ahead.
No, I was just saying there was kind of a lot of that. Sort of like my mother would feed me twice, for example. You know, she said, God, you know, I wouldn't know which one to feed. And she had to make up things and put different colours on things. And
Your mother had trouble.
She did. But then she had a whole lot of other children to mind.
Does she still have, John? I know you have glasses now and all that.
No, she doesn't now. She knows us very well apart now. I would hope, anyway. I hope.
Are there other twins in the Scanlon or further afield?
None at all.
None.
There is no twins as far back on either side of our families at all. There's none at all. So you can imagine.
Yeah. Paul, what was it like going to school as twins?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, the thing about it is that we'd say John was very good at, we'd say, maths. You know, we weren't, you know, we'd all have our good traits in us.
Yeah.
But we had a brother Fiddlin was teaching us one day and he had a sum on the board, you know, and I said, oh, you know, he was old and he used to face the board, but he asked him to come up and do it. And of course he did. The sum perfect on the oak and sat down and he asked, he turned round anyway. But we swapped jumpers because I knew he was going to ask me. So he said, you get up now and do it again. So he got up with the same. Yeah. And he did the thing with the board. He was very easy to call.
Well, that was a question from Edward Doyle. He was in classes and he said there was 3.5 sets of twins. I was trying to figure it out in his class. But he said, and he asked the question, how did you annoy your teachers? Was that one of the things he did?
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of things.
Absolutely,
Did he have nicknames growing up? Was it just always the twins? Here's the twins.
It was always the twins.
Yeah.
It was always the twins. It was always... it was kind of like, it was hard to be individual when you're identical twins. Because we have different tastes we had the same taste in music, for example. We liked the same music. Because I suppose we sing together, we had the same music, but we different tastes. Paul likes horses and horse racing, whereas, you know, I'd be more into GA or athletics. I like watching.
So you have your own minds, your own.
Oh yeah, we're completely different. We're completely different personalities. Like I'm very lovable, but he's not. You know what I mean? So I'm so better lovable. He's
lie.
Not.
John
but you know the way it works.
That's
the way it comes.
Yeah. I knew he was going to say that.
John, you're cold hearted, so obviously.
Yeah. Well, he's a hard stone. Yeah.
Apparently so.
So is it a myth then? Are twins closer than the rest of your family, or is everyone equal? There's not that. Would you be closer than that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're very close. We always were very close. Yeah. We never didn't talk to each other or anything like that.
No,
we
didn't. That never happened. We'd argue, don't get me wrong. I mean, we'd have, you know, big rows, but the last 2 minutes, you know, yourself, and that's just the way it is, you know.
What's it like being twins? I know you know don't know any different, but you said it's good you have your individual tastes and that, but... But growing up, did it ever hold you back in anywhere?
No. And I think you're always kind of, when you're younger, you don't want to be a twin. When you're kind of in your teen years, you don't want to be a twin. You want to be an individual. Mm. But as you get older, it's a great comfort.
Yeah.
See, that's the other side of it. It's a great comfort to know that there's somebody else that you can rely on.
Right.
I'm not saying you could rely on Paul because you couldn't really. But just in case. But I think that's one of the things. I think you can't, you're never... you never get that sense that you're alone.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. That's nice to have, isn't it? Yeah,
it is, absolutely. And I think it's just, yeah, it's one of those things. It's very hard. We were just talking about this, to see twins that don't get on, that don't like each other, that don't talk to each other. That's a real tragedy.
Do you think that's a fraternal thing or?
I think it's a fraternal thing, because most of the twins we know, and we know a few who really don't get on at all.
Sure. No.
But that's a fraternal thing. They're not identical twins.
Yeah.
That's I suppose. Now, there are twins who are boys and girls who seem to get on much better. Like, we know a few of them.
Yeah.
And they get on great. So it's just hard to know. I suppose it's just, it's personality.
It's personality, yeah.
Lads, you mentioned your music. Paul, you're huge accolades in Scorn and Oak down through the years. And we had Nora Kavanagh on the podcast singing your praises. And John, you were looking for a big comeback.
That's only to frighten Nora more than you.
You frightened me.
Give us some of your memories from the years, or maybe some of your favourite memories from the Score.
My favourite memories from the Score was the first All Ireland we won, which was in Athlone, down in the college in Athlone. And we were up again at that night. I didn't think that, you know, it was all very tight. But we were good. We done a lot of practice. That was a real memorable night for me. I don't know for John, but the first one was a memorable night for me.
I suppose when we came onto the Score scene, there wasn't, and I'm not saying this to be kind of, but there wasn't two men in a ballet group that could sing as well together as we could.
And you had twin harmonies as well.
And we had very similar voices. And everything we did was the harmony was very close and always very tight. And loads of judges said that, you know, that once that group came on the scene, the balance was there. They always look for balance in male and female singers. Mm-hmm. And we just had it. It was just a natural thing for us to sing together.
We were singing for a very long time. Even in school, we sang.
It's your family background with your man, Dad.
There's a lot of music in it. So, but, you know, when you're singing for a long time, like, I know exactly, you know, he could drum up a song and I'd say, yeah, I know who you are. Do you know?
Yeah.
That's,
yeah, you just have it.
It's just the way of where it is.
Would you take one more shot at the Score title, lads?
Well, we'd be too old, number one. But
is there a senior Score?
But they're the ones, and it's called senior Score. It's getting more senior every year. I don't know. You'd have to ask the three ladies that, the bosses. I fancy a crack at it again one more time.
Great camaraderie in it and all that.
We had a great time.
Absolutely great times.
Great time.
And the three girls, you know, three marvellous singers, do you know. And I'm only saying that because it's Ashley and Corn, it'd kill me if I didn't say it.
Yeah. Has he ever finished each other's sentences?
Sometimes. Actually, it's funny, you know, people were talking about, our twins kind of psychic and stuff like that. Not so much that, but when I think of the similarities, like both Paul and I are diabetics.
Right.
At different levels. Both of us are stents, heart stents.
So do medical things carry down much greater in twins than...
According to the doctor in Tullamore, he said he thinks that it would be hereditary in twins, even though we have a large family.
Right.
You know, these things, he thinks it could be hereditary just in twins.
Between the two of us.
Yeah.
So because
of everybody else be as healthy as horses.
Because Paul's problem started 5 years before mine did. Right. So I just find that a little strange, that's all.
So do you be looking at each other thinking, say if Paul had a heart attack, you're thinking, right, oh, feck.
Well, actually, when he did have a heart attack, I thought, right, I better mind myself. But then I did have one.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I knew it's mad, isn't it?
But so you got a head start, I knew that, right?
No, he got the head start. I got the warning.
The only reason I had one was that he said he was going to give me money or something like that. I said, that's what happened.
Probably.
It had to be something like that.
Probably.
To stir it on.
Lads, you have a famous nephew, Shane Lowry, but I think... Your ma is probably more famous now.
Absolutely.
How is she handling that fame? On with Kieran Mullooly and Joe Duffy and...
She loves it, I'd say.
Does she?
She... But my mother's a very outgoing woman. As you very well know, my mother's a social butterfly, some people call her. And she does. She loves it. She enjoys it. Keeps her young.
And I think one of the shortest journeys I ever had home from Cork was the day after the open win, and your man was on with Joe Duffy.
That's yeah. right.
I yeah. was coming into the toll bridge, and it's now
very good.
We have Emmy Scanlon on. I nearly crashed into the toll. And it was a full hour. It was
that was great. Yeah, that was actually yeah. a very good interview. Yeah, it and was. It was really. Yeah, that was really good.
Lads, we have some questions in from listeners here. One is, do you swap identities or have you swapped identities? I know you did in school, but is there anything more sinister?
Well, the only thing that we could do is that John could drive my car and I could drive his. So right. that's very
So important. Is there the same DNA as well in identical twins?
Apparently not. I don't know what the scientific thing is, but we have different DNA strands, I think. I think even identical twins have.
Right.
Yeah. I'd say
which
so.
Is a, yeah, which is a kind of a...
Do you still get mistaken for each other? You
yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Even in spite of the fact that I have a beard and glasses and I think I could have blonde hair and be... they'd still do it.
I wear glasses as well. I just haven't got them on.
Yeah.
But like little things like, you know, you walk into a pub and I did down that lawn and somebody bought me a drink yeah. and I drank it and I said, who the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know him because our friends would be different.
Yeah.
Like, but you drank the pint first now.
Of course I did.
Yeah. Of course they did. He'd be that mean.
I didn't want to let it go to waste. So I didn't.
He'd be mean.
That's
terrible. Lauren Connolly wants to know, what's the best thing about being a twin? And you might have answered that with, you know, being together, but are there perks?
Yeah, there is perks. Like, you know, if you're short for a few pounds, you could ask him. You wouldn't be shy about asking, you know, would you have it? That's one of the perks, anyway.
So John always
you wouldn't get it off him, anyway. But you could ask him, anyway. But
yeah, I think that's it, too. It's kind of one of getting... It's been able to hurry up to the hilt from the other person without any conscience, I suppose, or anything else.
Or if you want a jumper or a short or anything like that. You know yeah. what? It's grand.
Or a suit, yeah.
yeah.
Tell you now, how would you describe each other? John, how would you describe Paul?
I always thought Paul was a great singer.
How do you mean was?
Was. Great singer. He is a much shorter fuse than I have. He'll agree with me there. He's the one with the short fuse. But I'd be more diplomatic. Paul would be slightly less diplomatic, I think. That's how I'd describe him.
Right. Paul, your turn.
Well, now, where
get your
I
own
start?
Back.
Get my own back is right.
I'm used
but,
to it.
But John is more serious, do you know. When he goes to do something, he's very serious about it, do you know. And sometimes you tell him to lighten up a bit. But other than that, he's all right. Get rid of that beard now. I buy him a razor. He'll be fine.
One of the other most asked questions is, and we might touch on it briefly, was, can you feel each other's pain or sense of thought or that? That never come across you?
No, not with me anyway, I have to say.
No. It's we've been asked that question, but I never experienced that.
No, I didn't either, no.
I think it's a kind of a myth in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because even though you're identical twins, you're two different people, you have two different thought processes, I suppose.
Yeah. What's one thing that annoys you about each other?
Paul loses his temper too quick.
Jesus. Paul, this is after coming up twice now. I'm getting worried.
No, I really, but he knows that.
No, I'm not like that at all. I'm a lamb, really. But, you know, don't turn me into a wolf. But that's what annoys me about John. Jesus, where do I start?
Maybe that's an unfair question, is it?
It is. No, it's not. Not really. It's not, you know.
It's not me.
Not in major, anyway.
Not major, not sinister or anything like that. We wouldn't be sitting beside one another, anyway.
Yeah, well, that's a start, isn't it?
That's a start, yeah.
I mentioned the twins on the podcast and the amount of twins. We talked off air briefly that I didn't know were twins. It's amazing, really. Like, I think we're up to 60 sets now or something.
I think that's amazing. I think on the same road as ourselves, we had two sets of twins in our road. The same age, only 6 months between us. They won't mind me saying John and Jacqueline Fallon.
Yeah.
And you look around and you think, right, I know the Cavanagh twins, I know. And then you looked at the Facebook and you were going scrolling through all these twins going, oh, yeah. And you think, God, there's a huge amount.
Yeah, it was amazing. I have
it
to say
amazing.
That.
It was amazing.
You know, there must have been something in the water or something like that. Yeah. Or something. Yeah, definitely.
Would you like to see this twin day? I know Jackie Kennedy was talking about twin day.
It's funny that you say that, but wouldn't it be fantastic for all these twins to get together?
I think
it would be.
That'd be fantastic.
Be fascinating.
Yeah.
We didn't have to pay in once anyway, because you better let the thing.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's it.
Well, that's what we're going to do is I'm going to get everybody to read out them. Their requests for the other twins in the town. So
okay.
We're going to rather than me read them out, we're going to try and get everybody involved. So, Paul, we'll start with you there.
Paul, you didn't bring your glasses. He didn't bring his glasses. He's deaf. He's blind. He's completely blind without his glasses.
John, we'll give you the honour. So
okay, so it's John and Jacqueline Fallon. It's Ava and Dylan Dial. Elora and Ellen Slammon Dowling. How are you? Kinsley and Mackenzie Deehan. They're lovely names. Angela and Mags Nocton. Emer and Deirdre Rabbit. Deirdre's still in America.
She is. Yeah.
How are you, Deirdre? How are you, Emer? Rebecca and Evan Doyle. Barry and Lauren Rudge. Jalen and Jace Cornley. Nice name. Kathleen Ducey and Angela Sheridan. That really surprised
me. That really surprised me.
Callum, Noah, Abby and Avril Dolan. How about that? Yeah. What? And we think being a twin is a
headache.
That's amazing. That to me is amazing. Alison Ronan and Alex Toohey. Seamus and Edward Dyle. And it's amazing.
I didn't know Seamus and Edward were twins.
What? It's not.
No, I didn't know that. No.
They're that's paternal, aren't they? They're really paternal. Yeah. Paternal twins.
Lads, before we finish up, we're going to do a quick fire round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this might give the listeners a little bit more of a feel for John and Paul Scanlon, all right?
God help them.
Are you ready, so?
Yeah.
Okay, who's the boss?
Me.
Okay, John. John, we'll say our name. So who's the strongest?
Me. Paul.
Who's the richest?
Paul.
That's for tax purposes. John.
Who's the fashionista?
Oh, I am.
John.
Who's the brainiest?
I would say it.
Two of us are.
Yeah. Fairly. It depends on what you want us to be brainy at.
Who's the trickster?
Oh, I'd say Paul is,
Who's the most talented?
Oh, me, of course, Paul. Don't mind him.
Best thing about Clara?
Everything. If you really want an honest answer, everything. It's a great town, I think.
Great town. People are brilliant.
What actors would play you in a movie?
Where do I see now? Well, Brad Pitt play me. I don't know about
obviously,
Paul.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. Play me,
Humphrey Bogart.
I'd say Robert De Niro.
De Niro would be all right. Yeah, that'll do me. Yeah. Okay, I'd be happy enough with that.
And the million-pound question, John. We're going to give that to you because you're the man with the eyes.
Yeah.
Today. If you planted the seeds Crocus robur, what would grow? A. Trees. B. Flowers. C. Vegetables. Or D. Grain.
I would say trees.
You're going to say trees. You're not even going to use your phone a friend beside you.
I'd say trees.
Well, you've won £1 million. Call down to the credit union in the morning. They're sponsoring this.
I don't take checks.
Lads, would you like to mention anything before we finish up?
No. I'd just like to say hello to, I better say hello to Aisling Cornley and Colette Rabbit and Maura Fitzgerald Ebers because we sang with them, and Nora, of course, and we sang with them for a very long time. I don't know what.
Yeah, and I'd like to say hello to, the people in Clara, because Clara is where we were born and reared.
Yeah.
And we've gone through many, many things in Clara. And we've been in many, many shows and, you know, all down through the years. And we've had a fantastic time, I have to say.
And they're the most supportive people.
Very supportive people, yeah. And we made great friends, you know, along the line, which is super, you know.
Yeah,
lads, on that note, thanks very much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, Lyde, very much.
Well done to yourself as well.
Great stuff. Great to have John and Paul Scanlon, our first set of twins, on the podcast. Don't forget, we've a bit of news coming up from Jackie Kennedy Gorry to tell you a little bit more about a day she has planned in the hopefully not too distant future. But let's find out who's next on the Twin Podcast. It's great to have Angela and Pauline Flynn with me. Now, Angela Simpson, of course, and Pauline Kelly, welcome to the Twin Podcast.
Thanks a million, Lloyd. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. I call you the glamorous twins now. I know the Scanlons won't mind too much. You call me that. Are you still known as the Flynn twins? We'll go to you first, Angela.
We probably are, but at the same time, there's another set of twins in Clara, twin Flynn's as well.
Right.
So, you know, yeah. Probably over time we were, yeah, definitely known as the twin Flynn's, yeah.
We used to be known as the Banjo Sisters.
The famous Banjo.
The Banjo
Sisters.
Banjo. He played for Offaly too, didn't he?
I went training for Offaly one time.
Pauline did, yeah.
But it didn't last too long. A bit of a bad experience, so it didn't last too long.
Did you get to keep the jersey around at least, no?
I think it did, it did.
Yeah, no, Pauline was a great football player. She was very strong and, you know, she was fantastic at the football. I preferred the soccer. I played a bit.
Did you?
Both of us played the soccer.
Okay,
but I preferred the soccer. Wouldn't have had the strength at all. Pauline could kick the ball from one end of the field to the other. Like, she was super, yeah.
Girls, I need to ask you some questions before we start. So, who is the oldest and by how long?
Well, I'm the oldest and I think it's by 45 minutes or 40. Yeah, something on that line.
Angela,
anyway.
You're the oldest. By 40 minutes?
Yeah, 40 minutes. Yeah, she yeah, I was, you know, I'd spent enough time in the womb with her and she was kicking me out first as she was, you know. So I came into the world first and I came in around 6 o'clock yeah, morning or even, Pauline?
I think it was in the evening. The Angela spell was ringing.
So this,
anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So Mammy, that's why Mammy named her Angela.
Mm.
So from talking to the Scanlons, obviously their mam didn't know they were having twins. Pauline, did your mam know she was having twins?
No, Mammy actually went to the doctor and said to the doctor, "Doctor, there's something radically wrong with my baby," because she was going to the well, which would be like a mile maybe down the bog, carrying water, two buckets of water home, and she would have been pregnant with us. William was 1 year and 2 months at the time, and she thought, "Oh my God, there's something radically wrong," and she went to the doctor. And I think it was literally the day before that she realised she was expecting twins.
Wow, the day before. So no preparation.
No preparation.
You know, like
whatsoever.
Like there is now the preparation, you know, obviously in
well beforehand.
3 months or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So that, like, that was a double shock then to your parents.
Oh my gosh, so much
did
so.
Did they ever get over it?
Wouldn't have been I don't think they ever have. I'm not too sure if they ever will, really.
No, Angela was a really good baby. Mammy had she had three of us under 1 year and 2 months, and Daddy worked in Bura, Bordenamona at the time. So he would have been gone like 7:30 in the morning, and so Mammy would have been trying to do the yard work and that as well. And poor old William really didn't get a look in with the two of us because I was so bored as a baby. Mammy said she used to give Angela a bottle, feed her, wind her, and gone to sleep. Me?
Still do the same thing, by the way. Have a bottle and I'm going to sleep.
So Angela, you were the dream baby.
Yeah. I was a disaster of a baby. And I'm the very same to this day.
So, girls, you're not identical, is that fair to say?
No, we're fraternal. Yeah, we're not identical. We're quite different in an awful lot of ways. We even look different. Now, people have said that we look, as we've got older, we look
you
like
do obviously look
sisters.
Like sisters, yeah.
Yeah, but we've never really looked like we were twins, you know. People couldn't tell that we were twins, like.
No, but when I had my hair darker, people used to say to me, and at them, geez, I thought I saw Angela coming up the road, but it was actually you. But
because I never knew you were twins until this week.
Really?
No, never. Because I remember we were down at the Keys in Gaul, remember?
Yeah.
Joe Rabbit was there.
That's right.
That, yeah, you were down there, yeah?
Yeah.
And, but I never twigged that you were twins. Only until I seen the pictures myself on my own Facebook.
True.
Isn't that unbelievable?
You know? Yeah. But the amount of twins in Clara and people that you wouldn't have realised that were twins.
No idea.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I was looking at Facebook and it was just going up and up all the time, the numbers with the twins. I was gobsmacked. It was lovely to see it, like, but John said there must be something in the water in Clara. Like, I mean, that amount of twins. Seriously, yeah. I mean, if you were to check it out for another town, I wonder would it be as high, because that's a really high number, isn't it? It's 40-something, or is it?
Yeah, I think, well, 40. Jackie Kennedy has counted, there's, up on 60 sets of living twins.
Oh, stop. 60 Clara, sets, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. I had got as far as the 40.
Yeah, in Clara, or connected to Clara people, you know. Pauline, what was it like growing up as twins? There's a nice, easy question for you now. What was it like going to school? These two girls had the same birthday. Had you much the same interests? Give us a feel for it.
Well, do you know, Lloyd, it's funny because we were trying to recap today and over the phone there different times, and really sure it was much the same as having a sister. we were quite different. We had our own sets of friends, and then we might have had a mutual friend or two. Now, we were always there for each other. Do you know, it didn't matter if Angela was in one corner and I was in the other corner. We were always sort of there for each other. But really, it was the very same as just being sisters, just that we were extra sort of bonded with one another, even though, as I said, Angela would pal with her friends, I would pal with my friends, but we'd always make sure we were together.
You looked out for each other's back, for definite.
Mm. And we were, like, because we were always in the one class and stuff like that, with an older sister, she'd have been in a different class and stuff like that, so we were always very much there together and, like, very much supporting one another and stuff like that. Like, Pauline would carry the school bag, like, you know. At the time, like, we'd have one school bag. She was like the servant carrying the school bag.
Mammy could only afford one school bag for us. Do you know, at the time, we're laughing now, but it actually was very sad at the time, because we actually could only afford, Mammy could only afford one school bag for us. Really, or Mammy and Daddy, do you know what I mean? And it was a big school bag, but I always ended up carrying it. But
Pauline was always super. She was like the Mammy hen, really. Do you know what I mean? And I was strutting around after, you know, just, she was much more independent when we were younger, and I would just, like, follow along, yeah.
Remind people, girls, where you came from in Clara, and your parents. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, we grew up on the farm, and as we'd say, we came from the Ballina Hills, like, you know, it was super. We had a really great upbringing, and we had great fun times. Simple stuff, like, we had chickens and we had hens and cattle and cows and the whole lot. And sure, Daddy taught us how to milk the cows, you know. We'd give it a go by hand, you know. That wasn't exactly the most pleasurable thing going, and could never master it either, for that matter, because there's a bit of a knack in it. But then we eventually got a milking machine, and so we'd do that, and we'd go and get the cows from the field and bring them home, or we'd put them out to the field after they were milked. But it was simple times, but really lovely times. You know, Mammy would grow all her own vegetables, and she was great at baking, and we wandered the hills and we roared and screamed and shouted and whatever. Do you know, we had good fun, and it was thoroughly enjoyable. It really was. Really good memories of it, you know.
Pauline, what are your memories growing up?
Oh, yes.
Apart from carrying the school bag and doing everything for Angela.
Beat the mammy.
Well, do you know, it's like, all I can do really is recap what Angela said, because like, when I look now, I went out there with Angela. This is her first time up since the COVID, and we went out home today, myself and Ange and Mam. And we just looked around Ballinagh, where we grew up, and, like, the simplicity, but yet the beauty of where we grew up. And back at that time, we would have never appreciated that. And the fact that we're in the pandemic and the COVID is here, it has captured so many more people's hearts over the last year, because they're able to go out and they're able to go walk and take in, like, the smell of the garlic in the woods there now today.
Oh,
and the beautiful, beautiful scenery.
But there's something you normally might have taken for granted.
Oh, absolutely. Totally. You don't realise it until later.
And, like, Dad worked in Bordenmona all his life, so poor Mum was left really to carry the can as such, you know, do the bit of farming at home and take us to school and all the rest of it. But we had a great upbringing. But wouldn't, as I said, have appreciated it at the time. But lovely, very simplistic memories.
Brilliant. Girls, how would you describe each other? I'll go to you, Angela, first. How would you describe Pauline?
Oh, Pauline, where do I start? I could write a book, really, but it'd be very fun.
Oh, Nuala, take it handy there, Nuala.
Nuala, be careful now. Steady on. There's one of us missing here.
I'd be a good solicitor now, yeah.
Pauline was always, oh my gosh, she was the mother hen, really, growing up, and she took care of so many things, and was always had my back and always looking out for me. She was savage, like, I don't know if I...
Poor Rose.
We won't mention, actually, we didn't have very many rows. We sort of did silly daft stuff together.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, there was silly daft stuff we'd argue over. She'd be trying to get me to tidy the room, and sure, like, to me, the room is grand, like, you know, but, you know, we have a slight bit of OCD at times, you know, it's either one of us or the other of us, but no, we had good times, extremely thoughtful, always very thoughtful and always looking out for us, even to the point that there was a story when we were growing up, Mam reminds us of it, when we were younger, Pauline had the, I don't know if you remember the, it was a silver, what was it, silver circle?
Silver circle.
They used to sell them.
Silver, that's right. And God, you'd go around to house and you'd be looking for your few bob. And of course the neighbours were great and we had to walk down a little bit to the neighbour's house and Pauline went on her own sometimes and sometimes I went with her. But anyway, this particular day she decided she'd take an onion out of one of the neighbours' gardens. And she brought it home to Mammy. Now, this was a woman that gave her some bobs for the Silver Circle every week. But Mammy was saying, where did you get that now, Pauline? And Pauline said, ah, Mammy, I got it out of such one's garden. Oh, you can't be doing that now. You can't be taking people's onions. You didn't have any onions, Mam, so I thought I'd bring you home an onion. You know, she was always so thoughtful in that way. But Mammy put it right, Pauline, you'll have to bring that back down now to the lady's house. And she did. Onion. And, you know, she did bring it back. And while the lady was saying, you know, because you have to learn a lesson, you know, you can't do that. But Pauline has always been extremely thoughtful and always had my back and we've had good crack together. We went our different ways and done our different things, but we've always had laugh. And are you getting emotional, Lula?
No, you carry yourself together now.
Some nice words, though, in fairness, Pauline. It's nice. Yeah. You're a very caring person. Yeah. How would you describe Angela, Pauline?
Oh, Angela's the best. Actually, she'd just be saying nice things about me, but in actual fact, I wish I was like Angela because she's more even-keeled than I am. Even Noel would say to me, I think you lie awake at night worrying about what you can worry about. So I don't like that about myself, whereas Angela is more grounded. And, you know, she's very, very thoughtful, very kind, very considerate, but would be more practical in her thinking than I am. More level-headed than I am.
So as you say, you're very different, but you're both have that thoughtful streak, looking out for each other. And, you know, does that come from the mammy, I suppose?
Oh, well, I think what I love about the two of us is that even though we're so different, at the end of the day, we're just two madcaps, aren't we?
Oh my gosh.
We're just wanting a bit of crack. And we think we're 16. We love
the chat with people.
60. Oh, yeah, Lord, yeah. Did I just really say that?
No, you said that out loud.
Now, Nula.
Mm. Put yourself together again.
But no, we take that from both Mam and Dad. Dad's a very quiet man, very much really to himself and his family. Mammy would have always been the more out there one, but always thinking of everybody else, always. And Daddy, definitely, for his family, he couldn't do more.
All right, very good. And lovely words. You're obviously both married now. Do you still have that bond as twins? Is the bond still as strong as ever?
Stronger. Absolutely. Oh, we still do. I mean, we may live in different parts, but and we're quite different in different ways. Like, we both have different interests now. But at the same time, we both love an old sing-song and we love a dance and we absolutely love the company of people and we love a bit of crack.
But you're fond of the karaoke, aren't you?
Well, do you know now, I've sang a few songs over the years on holidays. I've grabbed the microphone and karaoke. The karaoke queen after about four vodkas. Like,
what's your song, Angela? What was your karaoke song?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. The Flashdance was one of them.
Pauline, what's your karaoke? What's your go-to tune?
I used to always sing My Heart Must Go On. Oh. And I remember going on holidays actually one time.
Celine Dion.
Yes, Celine Dion.
Titanic.
Oh, lovely.
I hope he didn't go down like the Titanic. No, yep. I hope he went down well.
Oh, I did go down. That's the point, like. I remember I went with a friend of mine and the next thing, I said to her, don't you dare mention the high sing. And she went, and behind my back, no, she said, she got them to read out my name and I tore out of the building and hid outside and then she came out and tried and calmed me and then we went back in and then they got me up to sing and then the next week the girl wanted me to take over the karaoke.
Right. So you could have stayed out there.
She could have been the karaoke queen, the karaoke DJ.
Could be making more money out there now. Wasn't I a terrible fool? Wasn't I? Nula, what do you think?
You were singing though at one stage, weren't you?
Great singer, Nula.
Funerals and weddings and that.
Pauline was, yeah. Like, the thing is, I love to sing as well. And like at home, I'm now Celine Dion or Mariah Carey or someone. But put me up there on stage in front of an audience now and I'd balk. But the thing is, Pauline, she gave it, she made a great attempt at it, because she, not a great attempt, she is a great, a fantastic singer, and she would have sang at weddings and funerals where I would never push myself to that degree. I remember going to our auntie's house when we were kids. My mum would say, or the auntie would say, "Will you sing a song, girls?" And I'd look at Pauline and go, "I ain't singing," like, you know. So I'd be hiding behind Pauline, let Pauline sing, and I'd be mouthing away behind her, like singing, pretending I was singing. Mortified for being asked to sing. And now, like, if I'm on holidays and the karaoke machine is there, I'm like, "Right, girls, let's get up. Let's get a song together," you know. First one up there, like. But, no, you sang in for weddings and you sang at funerals and that. But you're just, considering that Pauline was always so nervous, and she would be the one that would, like, and has, and still has her moments of where the legs could go a bit weak. But at the same time, she's got further, she's done far much more with the singing than I would have.
Well, what about this then, a little challenge here? We have a big happy birthday this week in Clara. We had Jim Connolly and Tess Purcell celebrating their 83rd birthday. Oh,
fantastic.
The oldest twins in Clara. Now, we have another connection of twins in Clara, Angela Sheridan. I think they're a little bit older, so another older connection, as we say. So what about singing happy birthday? Well, would that be a thing we could do for Jim and Tess?
Absolutely.
Right, yeah. Girls, in your own time, take it away.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jim and Teresa. Happy birthday to you.
Wonderful. Brilliant.
When we say Teresa, we mean Tess.
And a very happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to them both, is right. Girls, do you ever have twin telepathy? That was a question from one of our listeners. Could it be dangerous to know what the other person is thinking?
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't say to that degree. We probably have an intuitive side that at times, well, I would be thinking of Pauline, and then I would think, I'll ring her because there must be something going on. And then she's, Angela, I was just going to ring you. So this has happened so many times with us. Yeah, I don't think I would know what she'd be thinking.
We don't voice it, but we would be very much in tune, really. Do you know what I mean? Like today, I said to myself, "I'm going to text Angela in 2 minutes." And the next thing, Angela texts me.
Right. But there's something there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we, it wouldn't be anything really huge, but we'd always, you know.
It's there. It's there. It's probably just kind of tuning into it a little bit more, you know. Because I think everybody has that kind of intuitive side, but we can't. I don't think we can read one another's minds, but we do have a fair good idea, you know.
Oh, I can read yours very much, Nula, this minute. Oh, I can, Nula, yeah.
By the way, we call one another Nula here. So.
I gathered that, yeah, Nula. All right. Yeah,
it's a new thing for this evening.
We have some questions in from our listeners here. One is, who takes longer to get ready?
Oh, most definitely Angela.
Okay, that's very definite now. Yeah.
Most definitely Angela. Even my kids can't believe when I'm taking a shower, I'm in and out of the shower. And I'm done like that. Angela could spend the morning preparing if she was going to a wedding. But I'm done in about half an hour. Once I know the outfit, I'm done in half an hour.
Yeah.
What's your favourite memory together?
I think we've had some great memories with playing the soccer over the years and winning some matches and stuff like that, and sort of playing alongside one another and maybe passing the ball to one another and stuff like that. They were great, great times. I guess because, like, I moved away. Well, first of all, when you were
19,
Pauline went to America. And then when she came back, I took over the job she was doing over there. And I went over. And then when we came back, I think Pauline got married and I moved to England. And yeah, we all kind of went our separate ways. Over the time, we have great moments when I come up to Clara, you'd come down to Galway and different things like that. But
oh, we'd have great memories of, you know, because of the fact that Angela is in Galway and I am in Clara. Now, we used to go out that much when we were teenagers. Well,
we fell in love, didn't we? And you were going somewhere with Noel, and then I was going somewhere with John, and they weren't the same places.
No, but then
different interests.
But now we have the best time ever if we would go out together. So we make great memories now when we're out.
We do, and then Mammy and Daddy taught us how to dance, so we can dance really well together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mum and Dad were great dancers.
So we'll have to plan a night out when all this is over.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
I hope you bring it on. The date mark there now already.
Girls, I want to know, what's it like when twins have their own kids? Is one, you know, Pauline, would you be kind of the mother figure again? Would you be kind of coming in?
Well, of course, so excited. You'd be so excited. I think I was expecting first, wasn't I? I had
you
Paul
were, of course,
first.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah,
and sure, Ange would have been over the moon. And then... vice versa, when she was expecting hers, I would have been over the moon, and you'd be always in on the phone to one another to make sure everybody was okay and how the pregnancy was going and whatever. And then, of course, Ange has no girls, and I have two girls, and of course, I had Maria first, and then I had Luke after Maria. I had Paul first, then Maria, then Luke, and then I had a little bit of a gap and I had Amy. So Angela is like super mum to my Maria and my Amy.
That's lovely.
So
they're my girls.
They're her girls, yeah.
Girls, we mentioned there's a lot of twins in Clara. We have some names, requests for some of our fellow twins out there. So Angela, we'll start with you. We're going to name a few of them.
We have Brendan and Jared Sawyer, Ashley and Regina Bracken, Lewis and Jake Bracken, Louise and Esther McDonough, Abby and Ellie Deehan.
Okay. Pauline, you have some there.
Ellie Deehan. I hope I said them all.
Ellie.
That's good, yeah.
And we just want to say a special hello there to Claudia and Hilary Fleming, Stephen and Graham Kavanagh, Helena and Sabrina Newman, Keith and Sharon Kavanagh, and lastly, Sharon and Thomas Dunn.
Right, so you're in good company, girls. Would you like to see a twin day that Jackie Kennedy has mentioned in Clara?
Do you know, it sounds like a great idea. Really.
Any excuse now for a day.
Absolutely, you can bring it on.
Girls, are you ready for a quick fire round?
Go on then.
Okay, so the first thing that comes into your head now, all right? Say your name so we know who you are. Are you ready? So here we go. Who's the boss?
Pauline, Angela. Does that sound right? Angela then said that about Pauline.
Who's the strongest?
I am.
Pauline.
Who's the richest?
Angela.
Who's the fashionista?
Angela.
Who's the brainiest?
Pauline.
Who's the trickster?
Angela.
Who's the most talented?
Pauline.
Angela.
Best thing about Clara?
The people. The people in Clara and the way they just... what's the word
community
I could
spirit.
Use? The community spirit. Oh my God, it's massive. It's massive.
What,
it really is.
What actors, actresses would play ye in a movie?
I would think that Julia Roberts would play with me. And so who would play Pauline? Pauline, who would you play?
Pauline, who would play you in a film?
Liz Taylor.
Liz Taylor, yeah. A good one, actually.
Liz, yeah.
And for the £1 million question, I'm going to hand you over. This is sponsored by the credit union now, so it'll be a big check in the morning, okay, if you get this. If you planted the seeds Cocos robur, what would grow? A, trees, B, flowers, C, vegetables, or D, grain?
Let's say flowers.
Could we phone a friend?
Yeah. Could be 50-50.
She's beside you. Your phone a friend is beside you.
Cocos robur, sounds a bit like flower, but I'm not sure.
Go ahead.
I would have said flower too, but...
You're going with flowers.
Yeah.
Girls, you're wrong.
Oh,
it was trees. The Scandalins took the million anyway before you came in.
Lord, I'm down straight. We called Paul on the way home there now. Maybe John will be there as well.
Girls, would you like to mention anyone before we finish up?
I'd like to mention my mum and dad, and I'd like to mention John, my husband, and my three kids, Jeffrey, Ben and Daniel.
Lovely. Pauline?
And just the same for me, just like to mention Noel, because he'll kill me if I don't mention him. And
I love the Irish thing. I'll have to mention the husband because he's going to kill me.
Better mention the husband.
Paul, Maria and Luke. Paul, Maria and Amy at home, and Lukey then in New York, who I haven't seen now for... well, it's 2 years ago, actually this week, since I was over. And then Mum and Dad, of course, and William and Aidan.
Brilliant. Girls, thanks very much for coming on the Twin Podcast. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks a million, Lloyd. Really enjoyed it as well.
Very giddy fun. I like it.
Thank you for having us. Oh, we're full of giddiness.
And Lloyd, note, thanks a million. Thanks very much for having us.
Thanks, thank girls.
You. Thanks a lot. Bye bye now.
That's the original Flynn twins. Girls, great crack. Definitely have to have the girls back for their own podcast, I think. I'm still laughing away here. Great, great fun indeed. Guys, I was asking around about people. Do they know how many twins there are in town, or triplets, multiple births? And it was actually only from the drama podcast. Aidan Dygan mentioned to me that a guest on that podcast, Jackie Kennedy-Gorry, has done some research on twins. Jackie, you're on the line to tell me what you found.
Hi, Lloyd. How are you? Lloyd, about 5 years ago, we had been talking about having a festival of sort in the town. And we were trying to think of something unusual and, you know, something that had never been done before. And just a thought came into my head, and I kind of thought it would be great to have a twin day. And I said, I wonder how many twins are in the town that have moved out of the town and was maybe born outside the town, but to Clara parents. And out of that, I put my head, my thinking cap on, and at the time I came up with about 120 living twins in the town. So that would be roughly about 60 sets. And the oldest twins, as we speak, are 83 today. And that is Jim Connolly and Tess Purcell.
Right. I actually never knew Jim Connolly was a twin until this moment in time.
Are you serious? No. Yes, him and Tess, the oldest, 83.
Happy birthday to them, 83. That's amazing.
A massive, massive happy birthday.
So you're talking 60 sets of twins. Have we got any triplets there or anything?
We have. Yes, the first triplets were born in the green, and they're the Mourne triplets. And then the second set of triplets was born to Paul O'Brien and Mary Toohey, which are called the Toohey triplets. And there are two girls and one boy in that set of triplets.
Wow, that's amazing.
And a lot of twins, Lloyd, came out of the green.
Okay, so there's something in the water in the green.
There's something definitely in the water. And do you know what? There's something in the water up in Raheen too. Did you know you have neighbours down from you that are twins? The Sawyers boys.
That's right, yeah.
And then up the road then from your own twins, you had Peter Nolan, the famous Peter, his daughter Carrie, she had twins, a boy and a girl.
It's amazing when you think about it, actually, the amount of twins. Is there many mixtures, Jackie, do we reckon, mixed sex twins, as we call it?
Yes, it was an instance, we say, Paul and Cyril Kavanagh. And Cyril had a boy and a girl twins, and Podge had two boys. And then Yvonne Wynne, she had two girls, and then you have the Scanlons, of course, and Pat Ennis, Lord of Mercy and poor old Pat. Pat had a boy and a girl. Jackie Stewart had boys. Mark Deehan had girls. And then we have John Fallon and Jackie Fallon. They would be my age, and I had always known that they were twins. And then, of course, a very unusual set is Nina Kilfoyle Fitzpatrick.
Right. Yeah.
She had a set of boys, Neil and Jack, and then she had Katie and Ellie, and she had one, Andrew, and that's very unusual. And
of course, there's twins in that family as well, with Claire Kilfoyle Hannamy.
And then Claire and Lloyd. Claire and Lloyd then has the boy and the girl. Yeah, I found it very interesting. Absolutely very interesting. It is very interesting.
Jackie, if you had any questions for our twins that's going to be on the line, what would you ask them?
What I'd ask is it a myth or what? Do they feel each other's pain?
Right. Or joy.
Or joy, happiness, yes. But there is a myth that if they were apart and if one got hurt, that the other would feel it.
Okay, well, but let's put that question to our twins that's going to go on. Jackie, do you think the twins there will ever take off?
Oh, hopefully, hopefully. It's a dream of mine, and I would love, it would bring people back to Clara.
It would, yeah. And I think it's a great idea. It's a brilliant idea.
I think it's a brilliant idea myself, you know, and of course, Scully Ricey, of course, he was delighted with it. So hopefully when things have settled down and we'll get together, I'll get together with Ricey and we'll organise something.
Brilliant. Double vision day coming soon to Clara.
Double vision and maybe triple vision.
And triple vision. Jackie Kennedy, again, thanks very much. And thanks for being on the podcast last week, the drama one. Very popular.
And I enjoyed every minute of it. And thank you, Lloyd.
Take care, Jackie. Bye-bye.
Okay, Lloyd. Bye. Bye-bye.
Right, folks, I hope you're enjoying this twin podcast. My next guests on the podcast are Adam and Aaron Flynn. Guys, what's the story?
How's things, lad? You well?
How are you getting on, lad?
It's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Who's who?
I don't know. You tell me, yeah?
I'm the other fella.
Well, Adam, where's Adam?
I'm Adam.
And Aaron?
Yeah.
We have to get a few questions out of the way. Who's the oldest of you?
I'm the boss. Simple right. as.
Adam.
Aaron.
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 How many jokes?
It's a great start.
Aaron, how old are you compared to Adam?
7 minutes older.
7 minutes?
I believe, yeah.
Does he pull rank in that 7 minutes now?
He never shuts up about it anyways. But I'll tell you a good one on that. Like, my mother didn't know she was having twins.
Right.
She had no idea. She went in to have Aaron, and I came home with them then. So the nurse says to her, the doctor, whoever's doing the talking to her in there, if they go again, there's another fella.
So complete surprise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they only had one of everything, like literally one of everything. Well, not one of everything, more clothes, like, but there was only one
pram. I had to go home with no underpants.
So are you identical then?
I think so.
Identical, yeah. But you have to be.
Well, when we were younger, if you see any photos, I can't tell us apart in the photos from before, years ago. Wow. No, unless I can see, I have a cleft lip, okay. Unless I can see the lip in the picture, I no idea.
I'm the same, I couldn't
you
tell.
You can't tell yourself apart.
No, honestly.
We're all in trouble.
Maybe it's because cameras weren't that good back then, though.
Well, lads, what's it like being twins? That might be a strange question, but is it strange to be twins? Maybe not now, but when you were younger?
I don't know what it's like to not be a twin. So it's grand. I don't see anything different with it. It's just like having a brother and sister, really, for us.
You always had someone to do something with. It's grand, like, do you know? Now we kill each other because we see each other all the time. We tear dumps off each other. But then you go out the door and it's forgotten about. When you come back later on, you're chatting away. You know, it's...
We never hold a grudge. So there's something to say it and be said, and that's it then.
So you're very close then?
We will be very close, yeah.
Do a lot of things together.
Everything.
Yeah, like, unfortunately, yeah.
You work together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You DJ together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live together.
Yeah.
What's that like?
That's all right. It has its ups and downs. And well, hopefully we're building soon together.
Why is that? Is it a thing that you just don't like being apart? Is that a twin thing?
No, it's not just... everything works out cheaper when you do it together. Right. That's, you know, it's... But it'll give you the same interest. Everything's
people
the same.
People genuinely think that we want to live together and we wouldn't be able to live without each other. That I wouldn't say that's true at all. I'd have no problem living apart, but I think this building thing will actually work well for us to do it together. You know, that's the reason behind it. Me to move away from him wouldn't be an issue at all. Yeah. Glad.
Are you very much separate in yourselves, different interests? Or I know you DJ together and all that. Or are you very alike in
absolutely
every way?
Absolutely, everything's the same. Like, we have the same interests, sports, hobbies, you know, everything.
Cars.
Friends, cars yeah. I'm going to start in the cars now. Every car I ever bought, he copied me along the way.
Well, he was after you now, so well,
he 7 minutes to save before I could.
Everything I've ever done, he was just behind me on it, you know what I mean? I bought the first Beamer, he went and bought an Audi, and then I changed to a newer Beamer, and then he followed and bought the same Beamer as me. So everything I've ever done, he's been behind me. I've changed a new set of DJ decks.
I won't get into her own the podcast.
Lads, here's one for you. Might start her out. Could you describe each other?
Yeah, he wants to be Aaron. That's okay. How he can describe it. So,
and Aaron's an idiot.
So Aaron, describe Adam.
Class clown.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not going to retaliate, like. I'll get him after now.
Solicitor's letters.
I can't really describe him because it's the same as me. That's it. Like, we really are actually pretty identical.
It's
like.
Amazing.
Well, if I'm going to describe Aaron now, when he called me the class clown, there was one fella in our class in, I think it was third year, did a mock junior cert exam in geography. And there's one lad got, you know, 3%. As a result, and we all thought this is going to be one of the bold lads now. And no, lo and behold, it was Aaron, 3%. I think he even spelled his name wrong in that one.
Yeah, that did happen, unfortunately.
I had the Scanlon twins on, and they were saying they're identical twins, but they're very different. They have different tastes in music. One guy likes watching GEA, the other guy likes watching horse racing and all that. So I don't know, it's hard to describe. You are very, very...
Very same. Alike. Genuinely, everything, we watch the same thing, same taste in music, really, with the exception of some of the, maybe the heavier dance stuff, you know, we would have different tastes on, maybe, but...
Same taste in girlfriends?
No. No.
We won't go there.
So you didn't look for twins anyway, you didn't?
No. But they are cousins.
All right, we're close enough.
And of course, I was there first again, and he followed suit then to a cousin, so...
Have you ever swapped identities in anything? Has Aaron ever turned up the DJ for Adam?
It wouldn't make any difference in the DJing anyhow. It wouldn't make any difference.
No one can tell the difference. One shows up and that's it. Nobody knows.
That's brilliant.
But
I love that.
Other than that, have we ever swapped identities? Not really, no. I can't say we have any.
I've settled to Ben Aaron a few times in the shop in Londonderry. I was working there. There was a woman, and I won't go into names, but a woman used to come in and say, you know, is it Aaron or Dylan? I was like, there's no Dylan, it's Adam. I'm Adam. And no, like, the next time she came in, well, have we got Aaron or Dylan today? No, it's Adam. And after about three or four times, I just said, oh, sure, I'm Aaron as well. So that was, it was two
you
Aarons
just accepted it, you gave up.
That was it,
and
it was two Aarons.
There was really a good story on that as well, actually, because you'd have, we used to work in the shop together, obviously, and I'd walk down, the customer would say to me, have you got such a thing? I'd go down the shop, have a look, see if it's there. In the meantime, the queue would be building up, Adam would walk in, now who's next there? And they're looking, have you got that item? It's like,
oh yeah, you got
the wrong lad.
Looks like. You were helping me a minute ago, now you're serving someone else. You get, oh.
And they wouldn't realise. And one woman eventually turned around after years of in the shop, when two of us side by side, I never knew those twins. I thought you were here all day, every day. And I was like, no.
This dad's a great worker.
He's yeah.
What's the most common question that you're asked? Maybe not now because you're a bit older. When you're younger, what did lads say to you? What was the...
Can you feel it if he gets a punch? It'll be a big one. No, because I've often punched him.
Let me try it.
I've often punched him, I haven't felt it, so.
That's a question.
That's
lads
the one
would
you
ask
always get. Can you feel, or can you feel what he's thinking, even, and that sort of stuff? Always ask, yeah.
And can he? Is there any twin telepathy?
No, not a thing, no.
No.
No, if there was, you wouldn't be showing each other all day, every day.
Yeah, no, there's nothing like that, no.
Did you ever think of your life not being a twin?
No. No reason to, like, you know, it's. Never dawned on us, you know, it's just...
Because I just go back for a second to the Scanlons. They were saying it was very hard for them when they were younger to be an individual because everybody says, there's the Scanlon twins, there's the twins. There was no... They found it that bit hard.
Yeah, we didn't. It's never been any different for us, really. And it's been... We've had the same group of friends as always, you know. So everything we would do in groups of friends, you'd always be there regardless. It wasn't like we had different sets of friends to go to and anything like that, you know. So
it's not as if we're, like, not independent. It's just everything we do, we enjoy doing. We both enjoy doing it, so we just do it. A lot of stuff together, like.
Okay.
Do you know, like, the Scanlons might have had different interests, but people would have assumed they should like the same things.
Yeah.
We just happen to like the same things.
Okay, right. You mentioned you were a surprise, and I had your dad on the line earlier on telling us about that, so I'll have a little listen.
The twins were a surprise, literally. We knew nothing about twins. Siobhan had a number of scans and there was no mention of twins. So nothing until Aaron was born and suddenly all hell broke loose. And 7 minutes later, Adam was born. They tell us one twin was hiding behind the other all throughout the pregnancy. And that's pretty much been the case since then. I give you one example. The boys' first Holy Communion, they were both given prayers of the faithful to read. And there was a bit of a gap. We'd say one of them did the first or the second and the other did the fifth or the sixth prayer of the faithful. And again, I don't remember exactly, but let's say one had to pray for the teachers and the other had to pray for the parents. The first lad got up and said what the second lad was supposed to say. And I thought, oh God, when the other lad gets up now, he'll repeat it again. But no, the second lad got up and said what the first fellow was supposed to say. And I said it to the teacher after we were lucky to get away with that. And she hadn't noticed. And there are many, many stories I suppose I could tell as well. But probably if I tell those stories, they'll tell stories about me, so some things are best left unsaid. We're very proud of them. They're good lads. They work hard. And we wish them well for the future.
So now, lads, that's your... What's it like having a famous father?
I don't know, to be honest
with you. All I'm going
to
say about him is he's on this podcast now, like, more than you are.
I love the way he does that in kind of a newsreader's voice. You know, I like that, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I don't mind that voice, but as for the one that you played of him back in the 80s, is it, or early 90s, yeah.
What, this one?
Barry Flynn in the evening.
It's 10 o'clock, broadcasting from Athlone on 102 FM in stereo.
Barry Flynn.
What do you think of that? I had to play that. Terrible. He's going to love me for that now.
He's better now.
He We've really disowned him now, so we have again, huh?
So do you have the DJ voice then, like Barry
no.
had?
When we're DJing, I would say stuff, and I say it the same way, probably. I say the same thing every time, you know, perhaps, and the lads have copped on to that, so they'd be slagging me about it, but not that sort of voice, no.
Well, we mentioned your father there. We may mention your mum, Siobhan, because, you know, she's done a lot of the hard work.
Yeah, most of the hard work, in fairness, I would say, you know. Yeah, she's been very good as well to us, and without the two of them, we'd be lost, in fairness, you know.
We never wanted Franton, and you wanted or needed, you got it.
That's nice, isn't it?
You know, that's been very good, yeah. Been very, very good, in fairness to us, so we'd be lost without them, you know. Except a lot of DJ stuff Dad decided to sell before we decided to start DJing, and then we came looking for everything and you have to get rid of it all, you know.
So lads, Noel Buckley wants to know, we might have touched on this a bit, what's the best and worst thing about living together?
It's just, you know, you've no space. That's like, you can't get a break. You don't, like, you go to work together, you know, you might share a car drive down to work if you're in the office then the same day. You come home then. If you've had a bad day in work or something didn't go your way in work, you come back and then you're sitting in the sitting room with somebody who you're associated with, been in work and doing everything else with, you know.
And it's not just the fact that we're twins. It's generally house living together, sharing is just, you don't get the space, you know. It's not just the fact that it's Adam as the twin brother, but then we would be in each other's company all day, really, you know.
Okay, so it could be anyone, not just...
No, she could be in the office in Mullingar, you see, you know, yeah, generally, so... Yeah. It wasn't too bad there lately because I was able to work from home more than he was. So we had a bit of space. But other than that, it was up to then. It was, you know, work driving to work together, coming home, you're home together. That was it, you know. But
go back to the DJ for a minute. Who's the better DJ?
I don't know. Adam once said that my father was the best DJ in the world. So, like, of all things.
I might have been drinking that day.
In the world. He's like, Lord,
no, I think I said, I think I said Ireland. And even that was probably just having a moment. That's all it was.
Were you surprised at the amount of twins in Clara?
Very much so, yeah.
Did you realise it was that much?
No, not at all.
Knew some of them. Knew who all of them are, but didn't know they were twins.
Mm-hmm. My biggest issue with twins, but is they might be identical. I can never remember which one is which.
Right.
Nathan and Matthew Stewart. I know they don't look alike to me, but I still can't remember which one's which. In terms of names, I just can never put the name to the face.
So now you know how the rest of us feel about you.
Oh, yeah.
You're sitting in front of me and I still don't know who's
that. We've known that for years. We just don't want to make it easy for you.
I should have put name tags on. So lads, what does the future hold? Will there be double weddings and all that?
No.
No, no.
I wouldn't think so anyhow, no. That wouldn't be for me.
Who'll DJ at the weddings anyhow?
Harry, he'll be free.
So no double weddings, that's off the cards.
No, that wouldn't be for me now anyhow, you know. Like, I think we generally are separate, it's just we've done an awful lot together, you know.
Yeah.
But I think, that wouldn't happen anyhow.
Okay. Lads, we mentioned some people we had on their twins list. We have some requests there for people around town that are twins. So guys, in your best Barry Flynn DJ voices now. We need these. Or in your own voice, in your own time, lads. We'll go with you, Adam, first.
Me, Adam, now we're at Adam.
No, it's Adam.
So, to give a shout out to John and Aideen McAvoy, Brendan Frank and Finian Moran, Grania and Dermot Donoghue, Lucy and Rory Hannamy, Katie and Ellie Fitzpatrick, and lastly, James and Paul Grennan.
Okay.
And I'm going to give a shout out to Nigel and Neville Tabella, Emma and Ellen Healy, Avril and Anya Flynn, Sandra and Susan Hogan, Kelly and Molly O'Driscoll, and lastly, Leah and Sean Doolin.
Lovely, good stuff, lads. And actually, Nigel and Neville are twins, but they have different birthdays. That's a twin fact.
Very strange. Midnight, is it?
Past midnight, So now, there's a twin fact for you. Guys, we're going to do a quick fire round, okay? So as quick as you like. Are you ready for this?
Do we answer together at the same time now, or...?
You could do whatever twin thing you want. Just say your name or say the other person's name if you think that's...
Right, okay.
Who's the boss?
Adam.
Who's the strongest?
Adam.
Who's the richest?
Aaron.
Or what the same?
Who's the fashion king?
Adam.
Who's the brainiest?
Aaron.
Adam, you got 3% in the exam.
Who's the trickster?
Adam.
Who's the most talented?
Me, Aaron.
We're both on par.
Best thing about Clara?
The town is great. Sure, the people. Support in the town, the people is fantastic.
What actors would play in a film?
He's Danny DeVito anyhow. He can pick who he wants for me.
Well, you're identical twins. You're getting Danny DeVito as well. Right, lads, £1 million question. Sponsored by the Credit Union Check down there in the morning. I must tell you now, no pressure, but the Scanlon's got this right. So if you get this right, you're sharing the £1 million, all right? If you planted the seeds of Quercus robur, what would grow? A, trees, B, flowers, C, vegetables, or D, grain?
We've won a friend.
Tricky. He is your friend. He's beside you. That's your friend.
Yeah, I'll go with that as well.
What are you going with, lads? You're pointing there.
Grain. We're going to go with grain.
You're going with grain.
We're going with grain.
Lads, you are wrong.
Are we?
You're wrong. It's
That's
trees.
That's his fault now, eh?
Yeah, trees.
Trees, is it trees?
Yep.
Trees. Every day is a school day.
So the Scanlons were number one there, picking up the cheque from the credit union.
Ah, well, fair play to them. They deserve it if they got that right.
Did you ever try anything else on your career, like radio or anything? Would that have something that floated your boat?
Yeah, it would be, but I like my job where I am, doing the office sort of stuff, so I do like my job.
What do you do?
Traffic surveys. You know, I would quote all the work, and his job now, he's the project manager, so when I win the job and the big project comes in, he manages the projects through then.
I look after the guys on the road, and as you're going here doing this, is how we do this. And
okay.
It's grand. It's never the same thing. Every day is different. It's grand. I would like to do radio stuff and just spend more time doing music-related stuff, but it's very hard to get the time. Yeah. You know this yourself, like,
it's not a full-time job, you know, it's very hard to get the time to do it, as you're well aware, you know, but often when I'm drinking, I'd love to be a radio DJ, and then I was up this morning and said, no, it's not for me, you know.
Music, though, and music and any entertainment, it's time-consuming completely, like, you know, and there's a big sacrifice. When we were starting DJing, like, we missed a lot of friends' parties, 21st, 18th, you missed a lot of stuff. And then we got kind of lucky because we kind of got more resident gigs. And we got a good circle of DJs who can cover our gigs.
Okay.
And
you had your own DJ company then, I suppose.
Not so much a company, but yeah, we had lads that we could send in who cover us, do a good job. The owners didn't mind if we sent us or one of the guys that would go with us.
Yeah.
And so then we were able to go to more parties and see more stuff and take more nights off, which worked out well for us.
Yeah, because I know that with myself from playing in bands down for years, I missed everything. I missed everybody's 21st. Everybody's 40th now, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but like, do you think with COVID, it would make me think that I'm not going to miss any more of them. I'm going to get someone like you to stand in for myself, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of took it all a bit for granted, didn't we?
That was the best money you're working on this. You weren't getting many hours because you're in college. The DJing was giving you money to survive.
Yeah.
But, you know, we did get very lucky. We did get good resident gigs. We did get a good group of lads behind us who would step in when you asked them to step in and cover the gigs and would never step on your toes, and it was grand. You know, be grand if we went back to that after COVID.
Okay, so you good training behind you, in fairness.
Yeah,
the lads, Thomas Flanagan, I'll never forget, back years ago, a few downtown one, and he might even remember this, but we had a chat, a few drinks, and we're chatting away, and all he said to me was, your father owned the show back in the day.
Yeah.
And I said, if I could ever be that busy, and, you know, it was more local gigs for father, so I know he didn't travel a bit further than us as well, you know, but if we could follow in his footsteps, we'd be happy in terms of the gigging anyhow.
Yeah. Lads, if people want to get in touch, if they're looking for DJs, where do they go?
Facebook, ring us.
AA DJs, is that
it? Yeah, or the Flynn twins, I'll get his. The AA DJs thing, I don't know.
Go to our personal page. If you don't like Aaron, you can just come to Adam. You don't have to go through the page.
Get us anywhere. You know where we live even at this stage.
Lads, would you like to mention anything before we finish up?
Just a shout out to my parents, like, and, you know, and that's...
Okay, that's nice.
I'm saying the parents and the good group of lads that we have. And actually, Stephen Hall there. Congratulations, Stephen Hall and the baby, and Trina, my cousin, there week. So congratulations to the board and best of luck to you.
Brilliant. Lads, thanks very much for coming on the Twin Podcast.
Thanks, Lloyd.
Thanks for having us, Lloyd, and keep up the good work.
Cheers, lads.
Thanks, Lloyd.
That's it, everybody. Hope you really enjoyed this Twin Podcast. I know I did, putting it together. It was great crack and great fun. Thanks very much to John and Paul Scanlon, to Angela and Pauline Flynn, and of course to Adam and Aaron Flynn, who finished off the podcast. And not forgetting Jackie Kennedy-Gorry, who has done tremendous work down through the years, putting all the facts and figures together on Twins. And we really hope we'll have that Twin Day soon in Clara when we get out the other side of the COVID. But until next week, we're back with an expat chat, and I'll talk to you then. Take care and have a good week.
St. Bridget's Credit Union in Clara Moat for Ban and Banagher are an essential service. Our staff are here to help you online or over the phone, keeping the money flowing during these unprecedented times, with loans to suit every need. If you're thinking of buying a home, chat to us about our very popular home loans product. St. Bridget's Credit Union continue to support our community. Shop local, support local. Phone 05793 31196 or see stbridgetscu.ie. Finance subject to status, terms and conditions apply. St. Bridget's Credit Union Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You just listened to What's the Story with Lloyd Bracken. Check out all our social channels for info on new episodes. Oh, and thanks for listening. On the Town.